We are fighting here a generation that is rejecting what we are doing. We are fighting a lot of fundamentalists, what we are doing as a disgrace for religion. We are fighting backwardness that see in us corrupting the youth. We are fighting a lot of enemies before we get to the Israeli soldier.
It's the voice of Juliano Americana speaking from the BBC archives back in 2009 during a production of Animal Farm, a play based, of course, on the George Orwell novel. Juliano died on Monday. He was an actor. He was a director. He was a fighter for peace, an artist, half Palestinian, half Israeli, a leading figure in the creative nonviolent resistance, the founder in 2006 of the Freedom Theater in Jenin, a Palestinian refugee camp on the West Bank. The theater provides opportunities for Palestinian children, especially those in that refugee camp, to get involved in the arts. The death of Juliano Americanas is being mourned throughout Israel and Palestine. Here to share memories and to give us a sense of the significance of this individual who is now lost to a conflict that we report on almost every day here on The Takeaway is Kathleen Chalfon, actor and board member of the Jenin Freedom Theater, who joined us in the studio. Kathleen, it's great to have you here, but what a sad occasion.
It's a terrible moment for the fight for freedom and for art. Sorry.
No. Let's just plow through it here, because in many ways what Juliano did was mobilize art for peace against extraordinary odds to create a theater in Jenin. I've been to Jenin. Yeah. It's not a place that immediately needs a theater. You know what I mean?
But of course it is the place that needs a theater more than anything else, because in an odd way, this awful thing that's happened may finally be the triumph of Juliano, because bullets are momentary. You can't silence the cry that Juliano sent up. And as a friend of his and also a board member of the Friends of the Jenin Freedom Theater, Ismail Khalidi, said the other day that it is perhaps a measure of the success of Juliano's and the Freedom Theater's work that he was thought to be so dangerous
that
he had to be killed.
Kathleen Chalfont, actor and board member of the Jenin Freedom Theater. We're talking about Juliano Americanas, who was killed this week in Jenin, the town that he founded the Freedom Theater in, a Palestinian refugee camp.
He continued the theater that was founded by his mother, who began this work. His mother, Arna Mayer, began the theater in Jenin, and Juliano made a wonderful documentary that I suspect a number of people have seen called Arna's Children, which won a prize at the Tribeca Film Festival in 2004. And as a result of the making of this documentary, Juliano decided that he would leave a very comfortable and successful life and a fairly safe life in Israel to come back to the Jenin, the camp and Jenin city, to make this theater not only what it began as, which was a way to help people work through the trauma of occupation and the violence that grows up in a society around occupation, but to, in the last year or so, to make this theater a first-class artistic institution.
That's Kathleen Chalfont talking about Juliano Americanas. Live from Ramallah is John Donison, a BBC correspondent. On both sides of that divide that Kathleen Chalfont is talking about, there is mourning this week. Can you describe the reaction to the death of Juliano?
Well, I think the emotion that we heard in Kathleen's voice there is really a very fair reflection of the almost universal condemnation of this killing. One friend, a Palestinian friend, phoned me up on the day we heard about this news. He'd just heard that he'd been killed by a suspected Palestinian militant, and he said, you know, why would they kill Juliano? He was one of us. And yesterday at the funeral procession, Juliano's body was taken to the Israeli checkpoint near Jenin. His Palestinian friends and colleagues accompanied the body there, and then he was met by Israeli friends on the other side of that checkpoint, and almost universally there has been real condemnation and shock at this murder.
And the way that you describe the border there is almost theatrical in the sense of him bridging these two worlds. Let's listen to his voice. This is Giuliano Americanis from 2009.
To be free is to be able to criticize. To be free is to be able to express yourself freely. To be free is to be free, first of all, of chains of tradition, religion, nationalism, in a dark way, I mean. Then you can start free yourself from others.
Giuliano Americanis speaking back in 2009. In Gaza City, John Donison of the BBC, do people who are colleagues of Giuliano suspect that he might have understood that this was possibly the way he would end his life?
Well, I think he knew that his life was certainly threatened. There had been threats against him in the past, some people unhappy about the work that was being done at the theatre. And I think the theatre itself had been attacked and damaged on at least one occasion. So he obviously knew he was in a difficult position. I think at the moment we don't know why exactly he was killed. Mm-hmm. There has been suggestions that it was by a Palestinian militant of some sort, but a number of groups, including Hamas here in Gaza, have said they didn't have anything to do with it. And I think we're just going to have to wait and see.
Right.
A man has been arrested. We're going to have to wait and see exactly what his motives were.
It's John Donison of the BBC. Kathleen Chalfant, what would Giuliano say to comfort the people that he worked with in Israel and Palestine?
Giuliano would say that the revolution must go on. And the revolution he talked about was what he called the Jasmine Revolution. He believed that the Third Intifada would come and succeed, and it would be a cultural intifada. And I think that we see that Giuliano was a part of the vanguard of progress that's moving across the Middle East. He's very much a part of what happened in Egypt, and whoever it was who killed him is a part of the tide of fundamentalism that all of us need to fight against. It's very like the murder of Dr. Tiller. People who believe that light and freedom and art and culture are dangerous because they will probably succeed in bringing a world that we all want to live in. Giuliano, I think the other thing, the most masculine of men, people by now have seen pictures of him, he was a babe too, became a fierce feminist in the midst of his fight. That was one of the important themes in the work that they did.
Kathleen, your emotion certainly is a testimony to his significance as an artist, and they're mourning him in Israel and Palestine. Giuliano Americanis, actor, founder of the Freedom Theater in Jenin, the Jenin Freedom Theater, very much a part of the entire pro-democracy movement in the Middle East and North Africa. Kathleen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.